Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky. I am a little rusty on that. It's been like a month. I was like, okay. I'll act like that didn't happen. I might just leave this in there, okay? This is Real Podcasting, Season 5, Adventures in the Spirit, Jared Lasky. I'm your host, having a lot of fun. Guys, I'm bringing back my friends, Randy and Leslie Bixby of the Family Reformation Project. They are amazing people. They're family coaches. They're authors. They do conferences. The Family Legacy, the Family School is a resource that they provide. I'm a graduate of that as well. Guys, I just want to encourage you guys, check them out, the Family Reformation Project. So please help me welcome Randy and Leslie to Adventures in Spirit. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Jared.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to have you guys on. So I've had you on previously in season 4, and we were talking about the family legacy, and I believe in what God is doing through you guys. My wife and I have been, well, I helped produce your podcast for a while.
Yeah.
Listen to it. I mean, we're fans, we're friends. There's a lot there. You know, we're almost neighbors just within a few miles. Yeah. But I wanted to bring you guys back this season to talk about how God called you to reach the family.
Yeah. Well, you know, the call of God is a great topic. And I personally, our belief is that you ought to be able to go back to a time and a place and an encounter or at least a word from God where you receive a call. It's one thing to feel led to something and have, you know, passion toward a cause, but that's one thing, but that can be soul sourced real easy. And a call from God is just that. It's God saying, I want you to do something. So, I mean, for us, and Leslie can talk more about it, but it really came through our journey of we're lifelong Jesus people, and we suffered a lot of pain in our families. That's just the truth.
It is the truth. It harkens the passage of scripture, in this world you might have trouble. No, you will have trouble. And we experienced it in droves in our own families. And just for those listeners that don't know us, we are a blended family. We have 5 adult children. Mm-hmm. We still have 2 prodigals out there. Mm-hmm. So Randy mentioned soul, the soul source, and a good measure of this work was incubated through pain. But our life verses Romans 8:28, and we know that God works all things, and he really has taken the brokenness in our families, mm-hmm, and brought beauty from ashes. We like to tell people our story is really boiled down to 3 things. It's redemption, restoration, and the kindness of God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I go back to a cold October night in 2016, where I was at the lowest point in my life. I'd just gone through a recent divorce, very recent, like as in a few days. And my kids were hurting. They, you know, my middle daughter was serving God, but my other 2 kids weren't. And they had been through a lot of pain in family. My son was a Satanist. My daughter was, mm-hmm, clearly just trying to find herself, my youngest, and had wavered from her Christian upbringing. And I was low, man. I was thinking, and I told the Lord, I'm taking my foot off the gas. I cannot keep running after your kingdom as hard as I've been, because my family's hurting. I'm hurting. Like this cost is, and of course I'm not blaming him, but, and this is what he said to me. And this is really what I consider the call for me was, he said, just love your family.
Yeah.
And he said it so clear. And I said, that's all you want from me. And he said, just love your family. And I said, okay. And I woke up the next morning And I started back at square zero. What do you mean, love my family? How do you do family? Because I clearly miss, I grew up in the church. I Bible college trained, right? Educate, pastor, leader, all, didn't matter. I missed something when it came to family. And God began to just call me and teach me to help my family. And then what's a year and a half later or whatever, Leslie comes along and you can speak to how you sense the call. I mean, she just jumped right in, both feet. But you can speak to that.
Yeah, well, I had also come off of a really nasty divorce, and there weren't any children in that divorce. My kids are about a decade older than Randy's. But again, I was in that wow, does it get any lower than this? But it really, right before I met Randy, I was just honestly, and I've been a lifelong Jesus lover. And I was in the most beautiful place in my spirit. Like I had reached a level of surrender. And I literally, I mean, I won't go deep into it, but I literally left that marriage with a 10-foot U-Haul and my life. I spent the last few nights in that house sleeping with my shoes on and my car keys by the door and a bullet in the chamber. Like it was not good. But I had left that, and it was a beautiful place. It had taken me about 3 years to get to that place where I felt very released and safe and had learned to love myself and be loved by God enough to where I could. And I was totally open. I was just in this place like, Lord, I will go anywhere. I will do anything. I am so emptied of my way of doing things, even though I felt like I followed the Lord. I thought I heard from the Lord, but I was broken to that really good place. And he'd given me a vision some years even before that, where he showed me this dried out old teapot. It had cracks all over it. And in this vision, I saw this little ping hammer, like a little rock hammer, come down, and it just barely touched this dry pot, and it pulverized. It just turned into like dust. And in that moment, I knew that he was telling me, hey, we're not going to just put some patches and fix the cracks and put a nice new glaze on your teapot. We're starting from scratch, daughter. And he did, and he rebuilt me. So when I met Randy, it was clearly a match made in heaven. And I knew that his children were hurting. I am a full blown mama through and through. And I just, that was my call. I knew the Lord was calling me into that family to help facilitate the restoration of not only my kids, but his kids.
This, I think it's really important. And I don't know if you have another question, but our original call was to heal our family.
Yeah.
And our call was to go to God to find out how he does family. And as we were faithful to that and really seeing, oh, God picked a family on the earth, Abraham and his son. Oh, God put these practices and protocols all in place for how he would transfer his character and nature to his family. And he set them up to be generational. And as we discovered that with our family and put into practice with practices and techniques that God's gifted us with around leadership and training and develop, we started to see our family heal and grow and forgive and be restored. And it was like, wow, there was pretty quick fruit from making the shift from the worst days ever to some of the best ever, with hope that things could be different. And then along the way, God, as we began to do this, then he began speaking to us about, this is not just for you. You've gone through this so that you have some authority in this area and some tools to equip others, because he made us equippers. And then the call began to develop more from there, because the need is so great in this area of family.
You can hear God's voice and prophesy. Every person with the Spirit of God living in them can be used by God for entry-level prophecy. Entry-level prophecy is the starting point of an incredible adventure in hearing God's voice and prophesying. Prophecy encourages, comforts, and edifies people. And our heart is to equip and educate you to hear God and prophesy, walking it out as a lifestyle. And that's why we created entry-level prophecy e-course on charismacourses.com. Through this powerful e-course, you will be equipped to hear God and to prophesy. You will gain the necessary biblical understanding needed to take a step of faith and speak what you hear God saying to see people encouraged, comforted, and edified. In this course, you'll learn about the fruit of the Spirit, the character traits of God, how to receive and deliver a prophecy, how to judge a prophecy, and what foundation you need to prophesy, and what heart motivations are necessary to prophesy. When you enroll in this e-course, you'll also have access to bonus materials and our live coaching sessions. Go to charismacourses.com to purchase entry-level prophecy and learn how to hear God's voice and prophesy.
Yeah, well, so my next question was, how do you win the culture?
That's a great question.
You guys have this saying, you have this catchphrase that I love.
What is it?
Whoever wins the family wins the culture in the end. So I guess the question is, how do we win our families? How do we change the culture?
Yeah, and that is the birthing and the call for the Family Reformation Project. It is to restore our families back to God's design, the way he designed family. You know, we started off with a family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and he created Adam and Eve, and he put his character and nature into them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. Well, be what and multiply what? Be the character and nature that I am on the earth and govern the earth, multiply it with more human beings and govern it, and all of culture flows downstream from family. Randy will probably talk a little bit more about this, but really all of culture does flow downstream. We have the culture that we have because those leaders, and you know, some people call them gates, mountains, spheres, in education, in government, in religion, in arts and entertainment, in media, those people that are directing the flows, right? What they're allowing into culture, what they're not allowing into culture. Those people came out of families and they are governing, they are leading based on their experiences and their values of their own families. And so while it's easy for many of us to say, well, it's the schools, you know, the schools are so bad and that's why our families are suffering and government and whatever. But the reality is that it's about how we do family. And so one of the distinctions with the Family Reformation Project, I want your listeners to hear this. It doesn't matter where you find yourself in your family dynamic, whether you're a college kid and you haven't even thought about how many children you want or what your family's going to look like, to the people in the throes of raising children, to teenagers, to your kids are grown and out of the house. And you might be feeling like, well, it's too late. The damage is done. That is just not true. We serve such a good God. We serve a God that redeems and restores. And so that how-to is realigning ourselves and getting back into agreement with the way God designed family. And we have so many different ways to deliver these how-to, practical how-to tools that you can implement with your family. Doesn't matter where you're at. You may just be a single adult that came out of a family with some wounds. This work is designed to help you get back into agreement with God, how to forgive, how to listen for real, how to be seen and heard and help those safe in your own family.
Trust.
Yeah, to be seen and heard, because that's all of our deepest desire. We want to be known. We believe God created us because he wanted a family. He wanted to be known. He wanted to pour into this creation who he is. He's the perfect father.
I'll just add a tiny bit on. You did such a good job of that. And that's to say this. Before time, there was a family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Inside of time, he created all that is around family and the revelation of family. And after time, in eternity future, it's going to be family again. Yeah. you know, you can't say that necessarily about business or education or government, you know, these other spheres, but family sits up and up. In fact, I like to say it like this. The primary revelation of God to us is as a father in a family. He's actually, the other revelations all hang off of that one. He's a father who heals, a father who provides, a father who leads and protects and guides, a father. And so all of that happens from him and his revelation. I want you to know me. How? I'm father and we are family.
I am source.
And this is something, honestly, that this is a little bit of eschatology, but in the restoration of all things, that, you know, the fall came and things have fallen. Well, Jesus and God, they're restoring all things. It is the restoration of the family that is the key to all of the restoration of things, because right. It was his original design and revelation.
Yeah, it's also the restoration of the families in our churches. I mean, we have to be honest about this, and this isn't from a place of judgment, but we have our children that have been raised up in the church are leaving the faith in droves. And we can't just blame the church for that. We as parents, and again, no condemnation, guys, but we abdicated the spiritual formation of our children to our local churches. Right? Like, oh, I take
them to our public schools.
Right. But we take them, you know, we drop them off at Sunday school and they go to their midweek service and they're going to be fine. When we haven't been living that in our own homes, it's our jobs as parents to bring about that. And churches don't produce families. Healthy families produce churches, the larger corporate gathering, the bigger manifestation of family is made up of all of these individual families. And in terms of the harvest, it is going to be healthy families that catch the harvest. Mm. Our local churches don't have the ability to, if we believe that the harvest is going to come in the way we believe it, local churches and a small pastoral staff are not going to be able to handle the harvest. It's going to be healthy families that make up that local church that are going to catch that harvest. It's going to be families that are going to wrap their arms around other families that are broken and need Jesus and bring them into their homes and give them the support. And so much of what we train people in family school is not just for their families. Mm-hmm. It's people that have a heart for family, that know that, wow, we've been restored and now we know how to, we know how to extend that into the greater family of God. Because the boy's coming for the girl. It's a happily ever after story. It's a love story. Right. Right?
Last word on this to answer your question. I know we've gone a little to and fro. When families fall, cultures follow. That's the historical pattern. I researched it in the book. I talked about the Roman Empire, but I researched 8 civilizations. And one of the top 5, usually number 1 or number 2, the top 1 or 2 reasons why culture and civilizations fell was because of the demise of the family. Mm-hmm. So this is a factual, historical, scientific fact. So if the families fall, the culture follows. And so to your question, whoever wins the family wins the culture. There it is. If families are restored, cultures follow. And so we can treat symptoms. And, you know, we do a lot of that. We have crises. We have fatherlessness. We have a lot of divorce. We have a lot of things, and they deserve some triage and some attention. But until we get back to the beginning and restore the way God designed families, and we begin, this is not a new strategy, by the way. The communists do it. The New Agers do it. They go after the children over the long haul, rewire the way they think so that when they are in their places of power and decision-making in their own families, they just continue to propagate what it is that they believe. And so this, but again, that's the corrupted side of things, but it's just taking advantage of God's design. And we've got some work to do.
Yeah. Well, the book that I want my listeners to know, that the book that Randy's talking about is The Family Legacy. I've been through that twice. And actually my wife and I will be going through that kind of like our own self-paced study of it. So it'll be a third time starting here in 2024, plus the e-courses. So I want my people to know, my listeners, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, there is a link to that book. But from that, you could also do the family school. You could do the e-course. Honestly, you need all those tools together. I highly recommend it. But Randy and Leslie, within the last few minutes that we have, you guys came off a series called Unified that some people think would be controversial, but I believe is biblical. Okay. You guys speak my language. We have similar beliefs and views and all that. But for someone listening, what does unified mean? What is it? Is there this hierarchy? What does that look like in a marriage? What is unified?
That's a great question. We just did a 6-week course on unified in marriage, and essentially what it is just that the God said the two shall become one, right? And so where there's no separation, marriage, we believe marriage is a God's first relationship model on the earth that demonstrates the Godhead, right? He created mankind. He breathed life into him. He put his character and nature into them, the ruah, right? Out of the dust. And then he took Eve out of Adam, and then he brought them back together. And that is a picture of what oneness is. So it's a mutually indwelling husband and wife, man and woman with Father. Mm-hmm. And this is crucial, and this is design. In the garden, they walked in the garden. God came and walked with them in the garden. He was with them. That was his design, that his creation, that mankind would be with him and that he would be with them. And of course, we know the story. Adam and Eve decided to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life. And we got separated from God. And there has been enmity between men and women since the fall, right?
And the enemy.
And the enemy against women in particular. I'm writing about this in the Mama Wounds book that'll be coming out here shortly. That fall caused separation. We got separated from God. And of course, Jesus came and he restored that breach, right? He tore the veil. We have direct access now. And you speak and teach on this so beautifully, Jared, around that we can have the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, in us again. And so unified in marriage is that, where there is no separation between Randy and I and Father. We are one around body. We are one around soul, spirit,
mind, will, emotion.
Yeah, all of
it.
There's
no place off limits.
There's no place off limits.
We can't go to safely.
Right.
As one.
Because what concerns Randy concerns me, because we are I wish people could see, like, we are connected. That indwelling is like our blood. Jesus's blood transfuses into us and transforms us. And when we're joined with our mate, that blood, that life force, the branch to the vine, it is all connected. There is no separation. There's no division between us.
I'm a Bible geek. You know, I like Bible words.
Amen. Me too.
And so that word there, where God says the two will be one, it's the same word that we talk about the Lord our God is one.
He's one. Yeah.
It's the same word that Jesus used, you know, and both Hebrew and in Greek, the way that it goes, it's the same word where Jesus prayed, Father, let them be one with us just as we are one. And that word one, here it is. It means, the Greek means one in spirit and will. Interesting. But in the Hebrew, it means mutually indwelling, inseparable. And so, and you can see that, right? How God the Father was in Jesus the Son. There was no separation. And the Holy Spirit, right, was the Spirit of God in and with and around and through all of them, distinct, a different person or a different expression, but one, inseparable. They never disagree. They never have separation. They're always one. And that word, oneness, is the word that we are calling unified.
And there's so much around that too. And people, well, you know, I can't, we have different, we think differently about things, but people, even in the church, they're approaching marriage. What am I going to get out of it?
How do we compromise?
How do we compromise? Well, okay, we're just going to agree to disagree.
Oh, what a mess that is.
That has just perpetuated nothing but division in marriages. We have to shift the way we think about marriage and get back into agreement with the way God designed marriage.
Yeah.
So that we're together in it. That if I'm having a big emotion, he may not be experiencing that same emotion with that I do, but he's with me in it. We're connected. Yeah. And we work things out together as one. That's the best outcome for the one. Tit for tat, or if you get to go golfing, then I get to go shopping. It's just, you're operating out of order when you're doing that.
Yeah. The oneness is God indwelling Leslie, God indwelling me, me indwelling God, Leslie indwelling God, and God and me indwelling Leslie and God. It's
inseparable. And it looks like a molecule. Here's God in us, right? That connective circle. And then there's Randy and I connected, and then we're all connected together. It is life-giving. Marriage is life-giving because even in Romans 8, we're talking about the Spirit of God indwelling with us, right? That's what marriage is. It is that mutual connection. Mm-hmm. And it says when you are set your mind of the things of the Spirit, it brings life and peace. Mm-hmm. And folks, you can have heaven on earth in your marriage.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And there's no fear. There's no shame. There's no accusation. Some of you are hearing me say this and you're like, right.
Yeah, you don't know what he did or what she did.
Here's another one. There's no settling, no tolerating. Like, it's just the way it is. I'm okay.
No, it's just stay together for the kids.
No, there is something completely different than what most people experience in marriage. And it's just marriage God's way, which is to be unified. All the parts of us as one with each other in him.
Amen. Well, I guess the last question is, what is the Family Reformation Project? And then how do people get a hold of you?
Family Reformation Project is a global movement to restore the family to God's design. We primarily do that through training, conferences, workshops. We have the family school where we actually train families and family coaches so that they understand not only God's design, but we have over 60 tools that empower families to experience things together, to actually live what we're talking about. And I think that's really one of the things that's so different, is to take a coach approach and an experiential learning process into how to do family as God designed. This isn't just information dumps. We get down into the weeds. We teach people how to get with each other and with Holy Spirit and really determine how to fix and transform from the inside out, how we think in a heart level, because as we think in our hearts, so are we. We'll create the kind of family that we have based on what's inside of our heart. That's just the fact. And so if we don't get into the depths of our heart, which is deceitful above all things, who can know it except the Holy Spirit and the spirit of a man? So until we have a way, a how-to, to get in and understand the thinking that's creating the problem and understand how God thinks differently and then choose to think like him, then we begin to feel different. We begin to behave different. All of a sudden, our family becomes a healthy culture and a place where we can then pass on the character and nature of God to our generations in a way that they are trained to do the very same thing with their children and their grandchildren.
Yeah, and I would just add to that as well, that because our work is experiential in nature, it's not just information. There is there th- this training is there's community. You're getting hands-on. You're doing the work. You're doing the work with other people. But you can do it by yourself. You can download. We've got a book, a workbook, and an e-course for those people that want to do it themselves. But it is so connective, and it is life-changing. We all say, well, I won't get into what happened at World Changers in 2019, but basically, you know, the Christian world knows, and they're all in agreement that there needs to be a systematic way to do family, that our families are in crisis, our Christian families. And so this is a way to an actual how to do that. And that we think is a distinction. Mm-hmm. From other types of training. Everyone says, you know, I want to be skinny, rich, and happy. But until we're willing to come to a place of surrender, like, okay, I've missed it, like we did, like we've missed some things along the way. And we want your heart and your best. And so we're willing to put some intentionality into taking some next steps to right the ship.
Well said.
Yeah. Amen. And then the best way for people to get a hold of you is.
Oh, thanks. The FamilyReformationProject.com is the doorway to all that's happening there.
Yeah. I'd encourage everybody to go to the FamilyReformationProject.com. You guys have some free downloads there, links to the conferences, the seminars, the family school, different webinars, and other various resources. I'd encourage everybody start 2024 off. Right. You know, your family, you can't put a dollar value. I mean, it's gosh, your family is precious.
Yeah. And also too, we have our own podcast.
Yeah.
Transforming Families with Randy and Leslie. This is free.
Thanks right? to Jared.
Thanks to Jared in part, in large part. It's a short podcast where it comes out twice a week, and you're going to get a lot of the stuff and a lot of the tools for free. We just talk about it. We have wonderful guests like Jared on.
Yeah, I'd encourage everybody. I mean, listen to that. Check out the Unified series. Check out all the episodes for
Transforming
Families. Transforming Families. I got the Family Reformation Project in my head. I've got Transforming Families with Randy and Leslie. Yes. And then I've got like three podcasts. It's like, oh, I got to keep track of all this. Guys, check out the FamilyReformationProject.com. Connect with Randy and Leslie. Invest in your family. Hire them or one of their coaches as a family coach. Your family is worth it. Yeah. Your family is so worth it. So go to the FamilyReformationProject.com. Randy and Leslie, thank you for being my very special guests on this day that I'm a little rusty at podcasting.
appreciate you, Jared. Thank you so much. You've been such a great
friend,
provoker, resource. Friend.
Well, it's teacher. An honor. Thank it's you. Well, welcome. My pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at firebornministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.